It's 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. It's 27 degrees. It's Friday. Uniform of the day for you lovely working girls is our traditional little basic black dress so that you can go directly from work out with the boys, the girls, or your date without having to go home and change. Let's get underway with music, shall we? Here we go. 27 degrees, 13 past 6. This is the Cannon Mess. You've got your troubles, baby, and I've got mine. That one by Nancy Wilson. This is Cannon, along with Willie Harthol, the little Cannons. Ma's just arrived. Morgan will be here. We're expecting a visit from Contemporary Collins and Backlash LaRue this morning. And my grandpappy, Bascom Cannon from Iron River, Michigan, the meanest man in the world, is up here this weekend, and we're going down to Chicago together for the Minnesota Northwestern game. He's sitting over in the corner reading the Wall Street Journal. You want to say anything, Bascom?
No! You're a dummy! A dummy!
You just moved. The crates are still stacked up outside. The furniture barely put in place. 1,001 questions running through your mind. And suddenly, the doorbell rings, and your welcome to the community has begun. For outside stands the welcome wagon hostess with her basket of gifts from community-minded businessmen and the answers to so many of your questions. For Welcome Wagon is the link of friendship between the newcomer and the community. Makes the family feel at home in their new home. The Welcome Wagon hostess is a neighbor and a friend, and she knows the town or city in which she lives. In her basket, she also brings information about places of worship, schools, civic and social services, local government. If you are a newcomer, or you know of someone who has just moved into your neighborhood, help our community extend a greeting by calling the Welcome Wagon hostess now.
Come on, hon, move the body. Uniform of the day is the little basic black dress, our traditional Friday suggestion, so you can go directly from work out with the girls or your date for the big Friday night swing session without going home to change. Wear the smoke-colored nylons, the very sheer ones that give your legs that sexy look. High-heeled, black patent leather sling pumps. You wear a little dab of lipstick, a lot of eye makeup. Carry your eyelash cheaters in your pocketbook. You put them on after work, not during the day. That's gauche. You do your nails in your boss's time. Don't let them catch you. Wear your black winter coat. And good luck. You're going to be really swinging in that uniform of the day. It is 18 past 6. It's 27 degrees here at KSTP. 38 will be our high today. It'll be cold. Even colder tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 32. Snow flurries are predicted. There are a few flurries moving about on our tundra right now. That was a great swinging tune by Les and Larry Elgard. I'm coming home, Cindy. It's 20 minutes past 6. It's 27 degrees. Tomorrow, Al Tye, Clay Tonemaker, and I will be on hand to broadcast the Minnesota Northwestern game from Evanston, Illinois, beginning at 1:10 with a pregame show. The Gophers still in the running for the Rose Bowl along with Purdue, but we have to win our final three games against Northwestern, Purdue, and Wisconsin.
Question, have you entered the KSTP football sweepstakes yet? Well, don't miss a good thing. Today, send your name and address to Midas Muffler Viking Ticket Sweepstakes, KSTP, Radio 15, Minneapolis or St. Paul. Your postcard goes into the sweepstakes barrel and you automatically become eligible for a pair of tickets to see the Vikings host National Football League teams at the Met. Each Thursday before a Vikings home game, we'll draw three lucky winners, announcing their names on the air and awarding them each a pair of tickets to the Viking game the following Sunday. Should you not win one week, your card stays in the barrel for the next home game drawing. Yes, you could be watching the Vikings at the Met when the Gridiron Giants next take to the turf in that game called football. Hurry, send your name and address to Midas Muffler Viking Ticket Sweepstakes, KSTP Radio 15, Minneapolis or St. Paul. And stay tuned to KSTP. We might be announcing your name as a winner.
Beautiful. It's 22 past 6, 27 degrees here at KSTP. Marlinger, you sweetheart, you have the basic black on.
Yes, big fellow, I'm going out swinging tonight. I've got that glint in my eye, and it's only 22 past 6 in the morning. I'm going to be dynamite by 5 o'clock this afternoon.
You're always dynamite, baby.
Yes, my boyfriend thinks so, too. I may just be the greatest lover of this century.
Well, let's get into something else. This is a family show. Dionne Warwick is here. I Just Don't Know is the title of the tune. It's 22 past 6 here at KSTP. 27 degrees, today's high 38. Beautiful. That one by Dionne Warwick called I Just Don't Know. It's 6:25 in the morning here at KSTP. And the temperature reading is 27 degrees. Weatherman has this to say for Minneapolis, St. Paul, and vicinity. Partly cloudy to cloudy with chance of occasional snow flurries today. Ending tonight becoming fair to partly cloudy Saturday. Continued cold today and Saturday and colder tonight. Northwesterly winds 10 to 18 today. High today 38, low tonight 12. High Saturday 32, low Saturday night 20. Precipitation probability and percentage, today 20%, tonight 10%, and Saturday 10%. Currently at KSTP, the weather is cloudy. Barometer 30.00 and rising. Humidity 81%, the wind is northwest at 9 miles an hour, and it's 2-7. 27 degrees at KSTP at 26 past 6. I have a letter here from an Iron Ranger. That's outside. It says, Dear Steve, I heard you make mention this morning dat da temperature on da tundra was 26 degrees, and ya head on your long gottas. For an Iron Ranger, dis is mighty soft soft. So hold up da Ranger tradition and don't go to da gotta till it gets down below zero, sign an Iron Ranger. And I'm pronouncing it like he wrote it. Well, that's true. You shouldn't go to that long underwear, as we call them gottas up on the range, until it gets below zero. However, I wear the gottas year-round. A true Iron Ranger does that. Keeps you warm in the winter and cool in the summer. It's a fact. And it's like 27 past 6, and J.B. Eckert chomping at the bit with the news. We'll have that at 6:30 from our KSTP NBC newsroom. But right now, we're moving with Herbie Alpert, and this is the Mexican Shuffle. We're going to break out of here now. Join J.B. Eckert in our NBC KSTP newsroom. Then I come rolling back here with Willie and the Little Cannons and Frank, and everybody has the right to be wrong at least once. Lord love a duck, Neil Hefti. We'll have Hank Mancini and Green Onion, Petula Clark and Who Am I. Remember, Morgan Mundane picks all the games on the big college weekend and pro weekend at 7:30 to 8 in our traditional get-together on Friday with all the scores. So if you're going to be betting this weekend, this is the place, Morgan Mundane, the world's greatest prognosticator, 7:30 to 8. Hang in and out for JB in the news. 27 degrees at 6:29.
Do you know there's a margarine now made in Minnesota? Yes, the first margarine made in Minnesota. New Made. And this is important to you because New Made margarine is specially formulated for the Northwest. Made from products right off the Minnesota farms. And made fresh daily right here in Minnesota. So when you open that new made margarine package, you know it's fresh. Fresh as all outdoors. And wait till you slice and spread new made. You'll see it's a soft margarine, the softest margarine in stick form for table use, because it contains soft, highly unsaturated vegetable oils. Light and pure. And then when you taste new-made margarine, you'll surely enjoy that great North Country flavor, that golden goodness. Nutritious, too, vitamin-enriched. So spread the good word about new-made, the first margarine made in Minnesota. Now at your food store.
This is KSTP Radio 15, 50,000 watts of clear channel radio, serving you from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Everybody has the right to be wrong. At least once.
That was Frank entertaining here in KSTP with Everybody Has the Right to Be Wrong Just Once. It's 24 minutes before 7 KSTP time, 27 degrees, 38 for a high today. It's going to be cool again. A few snow flurries falling here on the tundra. This is the Cannon Mess for a Friday. Come on, hon, move the body. It's late.
If Carl Rolvag had gotten his way, iron mining in Minnesota would have died like this. And job opportunities on the iron range would have ceased. On October 19th, 1961, he said, and I quote, "I have consistently opposed the Taconite Amendment because it's incredibly bad and can't possibly do what it proposes to do," end quote. And today? Today, our mining industry is booming because Elmer Anderson led the fight for Taconite. And Harold Lavander will expand it to include other rich mineral resources such as copper and nickel. So let's take advantage of Minnesota's mineral wealth that brings job opportunities and prosperity to our state with Lavander's Program for Progress and be proud of Minnesota again.
All righty. It is now 22 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Oh, before 7. Excuse me, America. Excuse me. The temperature reading 27, and I have a letter here from Mrs. R. Lilly from Richmond, Minnesota. She says, "Dear Steve, we enjoy hearing your program every morning before work. When you played the Eveleth City Band's version of Fight On for Old Old, my husband eagerly recorded it on tape. Accidentally, I erased this tape and made my husband very unhappy. Could you please do us a big favor and play Fight On for Old Old before 7:30 on Friday morning? This would cheer up a disappointed husband and ease my guilt pangs. Thank you." All right, we're going to do that for you in just seconds, so get that tape recorder all set. We'll do it for you in just 60 seconds. But first, I want you to hear this.
If you've never won a contest in your life, here's a new game that's worth playing. It's Pure's Jackpot, the exciting new save and match bonanza that's paying off all over town. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes. Thousands of instant cash winners actually paid cash right in the station on the first try. You can't lose because there's nothing to buy. Just drive into your participating Pure Oil dealers and ask for a free jackpot contest slip. Save the haves and match them. You can win up to $1,000. It's easy. It's fun. Visit your Pure Oil dealer soon and often. He's the man who sells Pure Firebird Super with the same chemical ingredients and tritane additives as Firebird Racing Gasoline. Pull in wherever you see the big blue Pure Oil sign and fire up with Firebird Super, closest thing to racing gasoline. And while you're there, don't forget to pick up your free jackpot slip or write this station for two free slips, void where prohibited by law.
I forgot to mention after that Lavander for Governor commercial that it was paid for by the Lavander for Governor Volunteer Committee. We're not going to have time to play Fight On for Old Old right at the moment, so you can still warm up your tape recorders. This tune is no longer being made, and so for those of you wondering what's going on here, people write to me from time to time and ask me to play it so they can record it for their home use. After Joe Gargiola, sometime between now and 7 o'clock, we will play Fight On for Old Old, and you can tape record it. It's 20 minutes to 7. It's 27 degrees here at KSTP. The high today, 38. Let's check out Joe. Joseph, where are you? Oh, well, we lost him. Well, I tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you what we're going to do. What are we going to do? You're on the air well with that monkey business. We got a little tape machine broke. That's what happened. Yes, sir. And I lost my ad-lib script, Ma.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, you better do something.
I'll do a commercial. When in doubt, do a commercial. That's what I always say. Voters, are you aware of the proposed 16-mil property tax increase? Before you vote, consider these facts. While school enrollment has declined since 1958, the school board's budget has nearly doubled. Can you afford to keep paying out more money every year? The proposed millage increase and reevaluation may cost the average homeowner an additional $78 to $150 a year. Now's the time to halt this excessive taxation. Vote no on the 16-mil tax increase. The proceeding sponsored by the No Tax Increase Committee, R.W. Leroy, Chairman. Well, Ma, what do you got on tonight?
Oh, my boyfriend and I are going to hit every bar in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We're going to swing city. We're not stopping until the bars close Sunday night in Wisconsin.
It's going to be a lost weekend, honey.
Yes, it is.
Well, all right. It's 19 minutes before 7 o'clock, 27 degrees. You girls wear the little basic black dress. That's our traditional Friday uniform of the day. 38 will be the high today. It's going to be cool. There's some snow flurries right now. 27 degrees at KSTP, 19 before 7. Here's Joe.